Welcome back. Well, packaging manufacturer Impax reported a 47% surge in underlying operating profit, driven by an upgrade of its Flexitin paper mill, lower recovered paper prices and increased corrugated packaging sales as well. The company expects further improvement in the paper business, but warns that the introduction of a carbon tax and higher electricity prices will weigh in the short term. Bruce Strong, CEO of Impax, joins us in studio now with greater perspective on the numbers. With that performance, of course, standing in contrast to that of your plastics division right now. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us in studio today. So the market's certainly happy with what you've delivered over the past year. Underlying operating profit up 47%, and that's certainly nothing to scoff at in the current environment. And I guess pointing directly to the investments and projects that you've been involved in that are now starting to pay off.
No, that's exactly correct. If you just look at the last 5 years, for example, we've invested probably 4 billion rand in capital projects with a market cap of 5 billion. That's a significant investment over the last 5 years. And one would hope to see those investments paying off. So we've had three difficult years as those investments have been implemented and the startups are coming through. But it's very pleasing under these circumstances to see these investments finally starting to pay dividends. I should just bring context to the performance in the context of plastics, because our plastics business is typically around 25% of our turnover and our paper business 75%. So plastics had a very difficult year, and their challenges aren't over yet. I think they've got some things to overcome. Having said that, I think we are taking the right decisions in terms of what we should do, mm-hmm. and we'd hope to see an improvement there this year.
We'll be getting into that plastics division in just a bit. Before we do, on the paper front, are you sitting now at optimal production capacity, or is that yet to materialize?
Well, we've still got quite a bit of runway to go in paper. So our Felixton paper mill has developed, has performed very well in the last year, certainly in terms of profitability. But there is still a fair amount of production that we can push out of there. So we'd hope to see that come through in this year, mm-hmm. and in the years ahead. And so we believe there is still some upside, and we'd expect that in the paper business. In our corrugated business, for example, last year we finished this cycle of a major investment program, which has lasted 4 or 5 years. That was with the upgrade of our Port Elizabeth corrugator. And that, incidentally, that plant is over 100 years old. So, that was 150 million rand investment. It was started up into a good demand from the citrus crop in the Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen a full year of that yet. So, investments over the last 4 or 5 years have been done at a time when everybody was holding back on spending any money, certainly in manufacturing in South Africa. So I must say it's very pleasing to see that come through. And I think if we just get the slightest bit of growth in our economy, you'd see the operating leverage come through in a big way there. So we're still very optimistic about the upside potential in the paper business, notwithstanding the growth we've seen in the last year.
Okay, so that on the one end of the continuum. Let's take a look at things on the plastics side, because it has had a difficult year. So what exactly is going on there, and how do you move with the tide when it comes to shifts that are happening towards recycled products more so than anything else?
Well, it's a very good question and quite topical, because actually the biggest factor weighing down on our plastics business overall is actually the investment we've made into recycling of PET, which is old carbonated soft drink bottles. So far, we spent in excess of 500 million rand getting this investment going. It's still making losses. If it was any normal investment in a plastics packaging factory, I think we'd have thrown in the towel by now. But given the nature of that project, mm-hmm. which is basically to recycle the bottles that you discard every day, and its importance not only to our business, but to society at large, and more importantly, or as importantly, to our customers, it's not something that we can just throw the towel in on. And so we've invested another 35 million in the last year to improve the washing of those bottles that are collected on the streets and off landfill sites, because they come in very dirty. We believe that washing equipment should give us a good chance at producing consistently the product that is required to make new bottles. What has been very encouraging in that business, notwithstanding the big losses that we've made there, I'm talking about the PET recycling business, is the fact that the brand owners have fully supported us through this period. Mm-hmm. The demand for that product is, for all practical purposes, infinite. So the only thing restricting the amount of PET that's being used in the market is the amount that's available. And we've managed to really develop the collections of bottles through a vast network. I mean, last year we collected over 700,000 tons of recyclables in South Africa, paper, plastic, cans, glass, and all sorts of things. And so that weighing down on our plastics business is one factor which you might say, while our shareholders have borne the brunt of the losses up until now, in the long term, I think society will be grateful for the work that we've done there.
How long term are we looking at? I mean, has a timeline been laid out in how soon you anticipate to see those investments starting to pay off?
Well, we've been at it now. We started that plant up in mid-2015, so we're going up for 4 years and we still haven't made a profit. So I'm loath to say how long it will take. Let's say that we are busy installing the new equipment to wash. That will be installed fully by the end of April, and then we'll have a good opportunity to see what we're really able to do out of the plant. We did produce, incidentally, 7,000 odd tons of recycled PET last year, which was used to make new bottles. So that's still a significant contribution to the recycling efforts, but our target there is to produce 21,000 tons. So we're a third of where we should be. I must say, we have every reason to believe that we should get it right. And by the end of April, early May, we should have a good indication of what we're capable of.
Bruce, overall, as a manufacturer operating in South Africa, profit margins are going to be hit by South Africa's new carbon tax, especially as it comes hand in hand with above inflationary increases in the cost of electricity, the cost of water, other administered services as well. Just how much of a knock are you anticipating from those fronts?
So, well, you know, if one looks at the incremental knocks, you could be feel a little like the frog in the liquidizer or in the boiling water. If you take the cumulative effect of those knocks, I think you're seeing it in the employment numbers in manufacturing at the moment. So it's carbon tax today. Last year it was sugar tax, which is still there. The year before it was the withdrawal of certain incentives from government. So I think there's a number of factors that cumulatively make for a very difficult environment for manufacturers. And I think that we have to have a sober view around what that is going to do to employment in the sector in time. You have a situation currently where the cost of automation is declining while the cost of labor is increasing. We need to consider that when we look at the policy environment around the investment in manufacturing. And burdening businesses with things like carbon tax, where we have no competitive advantage over other countries, I think is something that we have to take a sober look at. So I'd say those things are putting pressure on manufacturers. Having said all of that, though, I mean, as our numbers show, our investments over the last 3 or 4 years are starting to pay off. And despite that, we should see some improvement from there, notwithstanding the challenging environment.
Bruce, let's leave it there. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Bruce Strong is CEO of Impact.